We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Semper Fi, and welcome into this Tuesday edition of Sports Talk here on WWL, AMFM.com, and the Odyssey app, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillier. I'm Christian Garrick, Scott Alexander at Master Control, and on a Sports Flash, taking your calls at 504-260-1870. Got a great show lined up for you. Eric Eager, Vice President of Research and Development at Pro Football Focus, host of the PFF Forecast this hour. Jimmy Smith, publisher of Tiger Details at 520. Jimmy Burrow, you just heard Joe Burrow in the Sports Flash, the father of Joe Burrow. Jimmy Burrow will stop by at 620. Bob Condotta covering the Seahawks for the Seattle Times. A lot of Russell Wilson talk and conversation out there. Then we round up the show with Mark Schlesinger, UNO men's basketball coach, at 7:35. It's not an offseason, Mike and Bobby, and either one of y'all can go first, that we don't hear these rumors, some of these talking heads nationally that want to just stir it up a little bit. Oh, Sean Payton could leave the Saints for Dallas. Oh, Sean Payton could leave the Saints for the Chicago Bears. I have significant pushback with that and thoughts on it. Mike, I want to hear yours first, though. Is that logical, or could that happen? I guess it could, but do you see it happening?
Okay, Bob can answer this a little bit better than I can on the agent part, but this is all being done by him to get more money out of the Saints. Listen, we talked about this 2 weeks ago. All these college coaches, $10, $11 million a year, okay? these pro coaches are saying, wait a minute, if they're getting that kind of money, how about us? So you don't have to be the bad guy here. Let your agent do the talking for you. And so what did they do? Don't even realize in 2019, Sean signed a five-year extension with the Saints. He's under contract. So it's amazing. These guys do no research, I know Mike Lombardi really well, and I've done some of his shows. For Mike to put that out.
Well, who's feeding him that, Mike? The agent?
Oh, the agent. Okay, you were in that spot, Bob. Did you know what Campbell was doing every second of the day?
Hell no. No, hell no. They're looking out for their clients. So, trying to get
extra money. So this is sort of a little bit of money shift. And one day when Sean walks away from the Saints, I think he would walk into the television booth. I don't think Sean wants to coach until he's 70 years old.
He's already on record saying
he's not a lifer. He's made that comment before. But my thing is, he isn't going to the Saints to Dallas. Okay, he's got full autonomy here. For anybody to believe that Jerry would give him
no chance.
Any sort of magnitude to run a franchise, man, you don't know the situation.
But how is Jerry Jones? He's 80 years old. He's on the basis almost of being senile because he wants to be so desperate to win a Super Bowl.
I'm not sure about that.
But No. He's still sharp. He's still sharp. But he's so desperate to win a Super Bowl that I don't know what he could do. But to me, Chicago would be way more attractive because Sean did.
Okay, explain me that.
Well, he went to Eastern Illinois.
What a 100-year-old owner.
Okay, but he went to Eastern Illinois. In the strike here, he played for the Bears. Chicago's a major market.
He's from Naperville.
Naperville, Illinois. Chicago's even bigger than Dallas.
That's my biggest argument. Is he likes the small market. You can control the narrative in smaller markets.
But what if you're in the big market and you control the narrative? Because New York, Chicago, LA, well, why not? Why in Chicago you couldn't do that?
Okay, can you control the media in New York or Los Angeles or Chicago?
Oh, he could control it if he wins in Chicago. No, you got to win.
I don't know, Bob.
No, you have to win.
You got
to
win.
You have to win. Now, I don't think Sean Payton's going every
year. I agree. Isn't going anywhere.
Six, seven, eight coaches get fired every year. Isn't Sean Payton in this conversation every year?
Every year?
Oh, like Sean.
Not maybe every year, but like almost every other year.
Yeah, but
it gets brought up.
But that gets brought up. And listen, Sean Payton, to show you the respect he has from Dennis Lauscher, Mickey Loomis, and Gail Benson, why would he want to go anywhere else? Now, if he can
writes his own contract. The one he's on now, he pretty much designed it himself.
Yeah, and he might get a bump in pay because know why? You know, listen.
You're a capitalist. He is one, too.
The stability of the Saints organization is like a poster child. Now, we couldn't say that in the 20th century, but now Mr. Finks was stable, but not like it is now. The past two decades, the 21st century, especially the last 15, 16 years, the Saints are the poster child. Listen, all of a sudden, what happened? They're always trying to look how the Saints run things. We like that stability. Look at Fontenot going to Atlanta. Why all of a sudden Jeff Ireland is attracted to a number of places? You know, look at Ryan Pace. You could have back to back, if that would ever unfold, two Saints administrators go to the Bears, not even the coach, Ryan Pace or maybe Jeff Ireland. So that didn't surprise me at all because they know how well-run the Saints are.
And the other thing, too, Bob, is the fact that Terry Fontenot's not in Atlanta. Ryan Pace was in Chicago, now fired. Ireland maybe gets a shot. But they're doing it for one reason. Sean Payton's winning games.
But
the coach.
Mike, I agree with you in particular about the total control.
He has total control here.
And they look at a chaos with dealing with COVID and the injured players. I'm telling you, a lesser coach would have won five or six games instead on the cusp of going
to
the playoffs.
You're lucky if you'd have win five or six.
Yes. That's why they look at that. That's why I said, well, how can we get Sean Payton?
He's Bobby Hebert, Mike Dottillier. I'm Christian Garrick. We are just getting started here on Sports Talk on WWL.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back here on Sports Talk, we're going to get to Eric Eager in a second, but I want to play this clip of why Sean Payton is the best fit for the Chicago Bears from Bryant McFadden of CBS Sports, because I want Eric's feedback on it, his input. But let's go ahead and hear from Bryant McFadden.
A name no one is really talking about, a name that's one of the more respected coaches in the National Football League, a guy who has won a championship, one of the best play callers in the game. The best ideal fit for the Chicago Bears is Sean Payton. Yes, Sean Payton, currently the New Orleans Saints head coach, Sean Payton. I believe, I don't know what my gut is telling me, Amanda, I feel like Sean Payton will not coach the New Orleans Saints in 2022. I could be wrong, I could be right, but my gut is telling me I think Sean Payton will be coaching elsewhere this upcoming season. And if you're the Chicago Bears and if you have a shot to go land an outstanding head coach, leadership, a guy that can provide offensive structure, a guy that can help Justin Fields take the next step in his career, go do it. Not to mention the personnel mind that he has, the mentality on both sides of the football, the structure. And get this, he's an Illinois guy. He understands the Bears' way. He understands, he has a relationship with the McCaskey family as well. So he's familiar with the Chicago Bears. He's basically invested already in the program. And that's a name that, like you said, no one is really talking about. But I don't think Sean Payton will be coaching. I'm sorry, New Orleans Saints. I don't want to ruffle any feathers. But I don't think he will be coaching the New Orleans Saints this upcoming season. In Chicago, if you're listening to us right now on HQ, me and Amanda, put a package together. Go get him. Go try. Go try. And not just Chicago. All the teams that we're highlighting, if you want a head coach, you should try to put together a package to go get Sean Payton. I think it would make sense.
Well Brian McFadden, you know, CBS Sports.
I'm not going to poo-poo that, but if it was 2024 or 2025, because you look how long you land at one place. You look at Mike Tomlin and Sean Payton.
Everything has an expiration date.
Okay, yes. Do you know it's like the average, I want to say it's 8 or 9 years you stay in one place? You remember Jeff Fisher?
You good if you 8 or 9 years.
No, that's what I'm saying. You remember Jeff Fisher? It was like when the Houston Oilers became the Tennessee Titans, the transition, and all of a sudden they go to the Super Bowl, they lose to the Rams, but he lasted like 17 years. So look at Sean. 2 decades in one place? That is unbelievable, but we're not there yet. We are not there. If this was 2024, 2025, that might be a different animal. That's why, but the one thing I look at, Gail Benson, I think Gail Benson would step up to the plate. What it would take to make you retire with the Saints organization? I think she would truly step up, and I think Dennis Lauscher would be on board with Ms. Gail Benson, and I think they would convince Mickey that the three-headed monster they are, Mickey Loomis, Dennis Lauscher, Gail Benson, that they know Sean Payton is not only our immediate future, but maybe for a handful of seasons. Now, 2024, 2025, that's a long time from now. But right now, I don't think Sean Payton's going anywhere.
Yeah, Eric Eager, Bob,
I agree with you, and I don't disagree with what McFadden's saying, but he does not realize he's under contract.
Yeah.
I mean, he's talking like, oh, pick this deal together. Okay, McFadden, you got to look at the terms that he signed in 2019, okay? So McFadden's become Pete and repeat. Somebody tells him, so he repeats it. But you got to also look. He signed an extension in 2019 of a 5-year extension. And I don't disagree with anything McFadden said. Nothing about what he says about Sean. But you got to understand here, he's not a free agent.
Well, and Sean Payton would be in the conversation next year.
Eric Eager, we got to get to Eric Eager.
No, and Eric's going to have an opinion
right,
on this.
That's what I'm trying to get to.
No, he'll get, but I'm saying he'll have an opinion on this. But Sean Payton, we've been talking about Sean Payton now for 4 or 5 years in a row about, okay, where is he going next? Because 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year.
Eric Eager, Vice President of Research and Development at Pro Football Focus, joining us now. Eric, how are you? And jump right in. Feel free.
What speculation there? I mean, I grew up in the Midwest. I like the city of Chicago. I would not leave the city of New Orleans for the city of Chicago. I saw debate that. I don't that part escaped Mr. McFadden, I think.
Yes,
in that regard.
I agree.
Additionally, the Bears are. I mean, the Bears have a young quarterback. That certainly, you know, is a feather in their cap. He didn't play the greatest this year, but obviously, they're, you know, Drew Brees wasn't exactly. Well, Drew Brees had good years in San Diego, but first few years of Brees weren't the best in the NFL, and Peyton made him into a Hall of Fame quarterback. So I could see the allure, but Chicago's roster isn't very good, you know. And so I don't know. I don't see the appeal of Chicago specifically for Peyton, given all he's accomplished in New Orleans and, you know, the opportunities that are still there, you know, to sort of build his own legacy with that franchise separate of Drew Brees.
Now, Eric, what would be your take, like, because different teams and all that, the speculation seems like it's every year with Dallas because he has a Dallas connection there with Jerry Jones. But Sean wouldn't want, Sean would not want Jerry Jones aggravating him. You know, constantly.
Okay,
sense.
Jerry's a good drinking buddy, but to work with him is a different story. Yeah. As the head coach, now he did as an assistant, but it's different being an assistant coach than a head coach. And listen, drinking buddies and working buddies are different.
Yeah, I mean, Jerry Jones fired Jimmy Johnson after winning two Super Bowls in a row because he was upset about Jimmy getting all the credit in the world, right? And then, you know, the Barry Switzer hung on to that talent for a couple years, and basically since then they've won two playoff games, right? So, like, I don't necessarily know if Dallas is even that attractive unless, you know, Jerry would promise to do something he wouldn't even do for one of the best coaches of all time. And I think Sean is one of, you know, in that category too. But, like, if he couldn't control himself with Jimmy Johnson, what makes you think he could control himself with Sean Payton?
Now, you know, Eric, when you look at, you know, boy, it's must-see TV when you look at the teams that are involved, and we don't know how it's going to play out, but I think the NFL would not necessarily want this type of game. Can you imagine, because they structured kind of the same way, can you imagine the 49ers and the Titans in the Super Bowl, Ryan Tannehill versus Jimmy G? I don't think the NFL wants that.
No, you know, and I think it's probably not. I mean, that's an interesting question. I think obviously if the Niners could get by the Green Bay Packers this
right.
week, they have a shot in the NFC title game because they're a pretty unique team. And I don't think, you know, they've beaten LA, what, five, six times in a row?
And
Tampa Bay is banged up. So that could certainly happen. You know, the Titans, I think, have a much, you know, your guy Joey B going into Nashville. That's going to be a tough task for the Titans, in my opinion. But to me, Buffalo and Kansas City are sort of the San Francisco and Dallas back in the day of
right.
the AFC. So I think it's going to be hard, but there's certainly a chance. And you know, you're going to see two. You know, we saw that on Thursday Night Football just a few weeks ago. It was a really ugly game. But that is a distinct possibility, and I think the NFL. Would have a hard time promoting that as well as they promote, let's say, Buffalo, Tampa Bay, let's say.
Right.
Eric, one of the headlines to me, and it's a disappointing headline, I loved Super Wild Card Weekend, but the officiating was awful across the board. I mean, egregious mistakes. And in big moments, we're continuing to see this, and it's frustrating. You agree?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that was the biggest failure of the Dallas Cowboys at the end of the game was, you know, this assumption that the referee would spot the ball properly. Like, you, in some ways, you have to price in the fact that ref, and it was also, I know you guys are tuned in to Joe Burrow in Cincinnati, and you know, I live here in Cincinnati. I was at the Chiefs-Bengals game as well. And that was also part of the sort of end of game that Andy Reid didn't factor in was they're calling a penalty on every single dropback in this game.
That's
so,
about right.
You know, if you're not, you have to just basically let them score and get the ball so that they'll call a penalty on the other team every single play. And you know, I think it's one of those things where, you know, and I went to the game. I wanted to see the Bengals win their first playoff game in 30 years and all that stuff. And it was just like in the middle of the game, I'm like, I didn't pay to watch these guys ref. I paid to watch Joe Burrow play, you know, and all this stuff. And I think the NFL really has to get a grip because, you know, the league is as popular as it's been for a long time. You know, I think, you know, they're doing great with ratings and all that stuff, but it's always it's a thin line, right? And if they don't resolve some of these issues that they're having with officiating and with, you know, some of the I mean, it's embarrassing for the league at times. And I think if they don't resolve it, it's going to look bad for them.
Eric, I think one of the things maybe some people are sleeping on, and I know you're from Cincinnati, but when I look at that game, the Titans win a certain way. They play big boy football. They beat you up front. I see Cincinnati's defensive line. Man, a lot of injuries there.
Trey Hendrickson's out.
Yeah, their offensive line is nothing to write home to mama about. Joe Burrow makes that look pretty good because he's getting rid of football fast. I think it's going to be interesting where Cincinnati, you know where their bread is buttered. They want to throw the football downfield because they got the talent in Ja'Marr Chase, in a Tyler Boyd, in a T. Higgins, getting it out in the flat to that Joe Mixon, that running back.
And Mike, when you think Joe Mixon has to have a big game, he had a big game the first time against the Raiders, but not in this game. I think versus the Titans, he needs to have a big game to help Joe Burrow.
And how Cincinnati will stop the rushing attack. The one thing with the Titans, listen, if they get 26 yards in the first quarter running the ball 9 times, so what? You know, Mike Rabel's like, hey, we're going to keep running it at you, and eventually the big guy's going to break one. I think where Cincinnati has the advantage in the pitch and catch part of the game, I think the Titans have the advantage up front, offensive, defensive line.
Yeah, I think when people were low on the Titans coming into the year, a couple of things they didn't factor in. One of them was how bad the AFC South is going to be. But also, the Titans on the defensive side of the ball, they got Bud Dupree, who ends up is probably their fourth best player up front. But people weren't pricing in sort of the ability of the Titans to develop guys like Harold Landry and develop guys like Jeffrey Simmons. And those guys have been very good this year. That's helped them deal with, you know, Caleb Farley's injury. That's helped them deal with defections in the secondary. And they've played well there. On the offensive line, they have not been quite as good, and especially with Luan being injured at times and, you know, them already losing Dennis Kelly going into the year and stuff. But Derrick Henry was covering up a lot of that with yards after contact. But then weirdly, their running attack actually has not missed that. I mean, they've obviously they're not the same. But they're still averaging, you know, in the 120s, 130 yards a game running the football, even without Henry. I think their physicality is going to be hard on the Bengals, especially we saw Larry Ogunjobi carted off. Yeah. We saw Larry Ogunjobi carted off in the game against the Raiders. I think Reader is injured as well.
And so
they're
Trey.
Not quite as set up front. Yeah. And they're also a team that likes to play a lot of defensive backs, right?
Right.
Because they've invested a lot in the position. And so, you know, can they play a base 4-3 and be effective against the Titans' offense? That's the biggest question if you like the Bengals in the game, because I think that's really the reason they're underdogs.
Your thoughts on Christian Fulton and his development? I know I got to connect the dots with the Titans, and he had a great training camp, and he looked to be – he was fixing on really being a big-time star. He gets hurt, comes back. He's played pretty well. But your thoughts on Christian Fulton at that cornerback position, a guy who played here in the city and went to LSU. So your thoughts on Christian.
And your thoughts also on Eli Apple, because I think he's the weak link for the Bengals, because I know the Raiders were going after him.
Yeah, well, so Fulton this year actually very, very, quarterbacks are less than 50% throwing his way.
Yep.
Their passer rating against him is 69.6, which, is not a good passer rating in today's NFL. He's broken up 11 passes, intercepted 2. I think he's been, a bright spot for them in a secondary where, you know, they really needed him to be. And, last year's draft, they had that Isaiah Wilson at tackle in the first round. Of course, that was one of the biggest busts in NFL history. But they got a guy in Fulton who, because of injuries, because of random things, I think was a first-round pick that got taken in the second round. He looks to have been, he looks to be a good draft pick for them. And he's developed nicely in year two, which is a good development, I think, for the Titans, because otherwise, that secondary, it doesn't have a lot of depth. I think Eli Apple, interestingly, for the Bengals, just to your original question or your second question, he's taken over for Trey Waynes, who was a $14 million a year signing for them out of Minnesota.
Wow.
Trey Waynes sits the bench now, and they play Chidobe Awuzie, Mike Hilton, and Eli Apple. And I think, you know, given who they play, given their opponents, and you know, the history of the Bengals secondary over the last 4 or 5 years, you know, he hasn't been great, but I think that secondary as a whole has played well.
Well, I just compare him to Jack Rabbit and, you know, Bradley Roby type players.
Bobby would be the good agent for Jack Rabbit.
Yeah,
he really
I look at Paulson and Debo. I'm not a big Eli Apple fan. I think you've
You're going to make his mom mad.
So what? His mom's too involved. His mom should just watch the game and go eat lunch with her friends. I mean, you know, you just have to stay out of it. But, Eric, I want to bring up the officials. Because we always talk about this. You know, we like a game when you have 8 or 9 penalties. Now, Dallas has 14 penalties. They had the most penalties. They were just under the Raiders as far as total yardage in penalties. But all 14 penalties? Hell yeah, it's a damn penalty. Dallas was so obvious. They're so undisciplined when you observe that. If it's defensive holding, instead of going to tackle the running back, they're tackling the offensive lineman because they don't want him to get to a second level. To me, you got to call that, even though it was critical at the end of the game. But I think the officials got that right.
Yeah, I think so as well. And that's the thing. I think part of the officiating issues that we're talking about are because we're getting sloppy football. I think we're getting sloppy football because they don't practice as much anymore. You know, unlike, you know, they did it, you know, I mean, in your day, they played 2-a-days and stuff like that. Like now, you know, and now there's, you know, there's less practice time. And also there's COVID. There's, you know, we don't have as much COVID players sitting out in the playoffs. But, like, I think it's both and, right? It's the officials, I think, are maybe a little bit inserting themselves into the game too much. And I think it's partially, some sloppiness, and especially along the offenses and offensive line and secondaries where, you know, the offensive line and the secondary only go as the weakest link go. And when, you know, guys are hurt more often and guys are, you know, out with COVID more often, the weakest link is generally speaking a worse player than normal. And that's why you see a little bit more penalties and stuff like that.
Eric Eager, VP of Research and Development at Pro Football Focus, host the PFF Forecast as well. Eric, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Take care.
Thank you. To Andy, Bill, Keith, and you two at 504-260-1870. Are you buying or selling the Sean Payton rumors to Chicago or to Dallas or any other head coaching vacancy there is in the NFL? Are you buying or selling those rumors? 504-260-1870. I'm selling. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
5 fire, yeah, burning down the house. Yeah, the cowgirl's house is burning. It's down.
Did you like seeing those cowboy tears on TV, Bobby?
Hey, listen, it was amazing how Dallas fans are so delusional, where they still have a chance. They were already crying like with 5 or 6 minutes left in the game. Dallas Cowboys, what's going to happen? What? Come on, you can't give up hope. There's still a light at the end of the tunnel.
And they had a shot at the end.
They were quitting.
Jimmy G.
They had a shot.
You can cry at the end of the game. When it's over, it's over. Good night, Irene. But they were crying with 5 or 6 minutes left because they're all saying, oh, this is our year. Yes.
Scotty A.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, boy. Andy Uptown, what's going on, Andy? You're on WWL. Andy Uptown.
Andy, what you got?
What's going on? You're on WWL.
I got it. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Andy.
Yeah, okay. All right, so anyway, I've spoken with you all before. I'm a 53-year-old Chicago kid who grew up there and has lived here for 30 years, so I know the ins and outs of it, but I came from a family of Bear fans, so we were season ticket holders since the 40s, right? That means I spent a lot of time at Soldier Field. Bobby, I didn't throw any snowballs at Saints or anyone there when you guys lost that playoff game. But
I wasn't there.
No, he wasn't there.
That was for Kate and Steve Walsh.
So he missed the snowball hit.
I was not there that year.
Right. I did not do it. But I also changed. I changed loyalties in 2006, man. I was up there. 2006 was disgusting. It was horrible. And it has an awful lot to do with – we're going to tie in two things here right now. Nobody's talking about the fans in Dallas throwing bottles at referees, throwing bottles, throwing tantrums, throwing everything else like that. It was the same as the Bear fans were doing that. And there's no way on earth Sean Payton wants to enter into anything that is like either one of these markets. He has it so good right here, and he knows it. And I know it, too, because I've experienced all the – you know, the Bear fans are just – delusional themselves. Has anyone looked at what's going on? I'll give you an example. The Athletic, you know, where Duncan used to be at, and I think
right.
I can't remember. Yeah, Kathleen Terrell's there now, and those guys. The Chicago beat writers are putting all these proposed trades for Sean Payton.
Yeah,
he's like that. They're going to get him like
because they're desperate.
Like, well, desperate.
Andy, dysfunctional organizations. Stay dysfunctional for quite some time, and the Bears are dysfunctional, and the Saints were dysfunctional at times. Every organization at some point becomes dysfunctional. It just happens.
We have not been dysfunctional since 2006.
No, I'm saying in their history, well, Bobby. There's been
but
very
history,
well storied.
But history is recent history.
Yeah,
history is recent.
Recent history. The Chicago Bears have been dysfunctional.
No, and the Saints are the poster child organization. Are trying to copy what the Saints are doing.
All right, you guys, hey, hang on a second here. I'm going to tie some things here together because there is some issues that we're not discussing. And Sean Payton is sometimes his own worst enemy. And I think that the hiring of Jeff Ireland, and that's going to be something that's going to be going on here with other people coming to take GM, you know, the price of success. Bill Belichick is a great coach, but he hasn't drafted very well. And what happened in Chicago is Jim Finks, Bobby knows full out well, and for people who don't know the Bobby and Jim Finks story, Bobby, you can fill them in.
Right.
But Jim Finks built the Vikings. Those players went to four Super Bowls. He built the Bears. He built all the Bears.
Yep.
But then he left because Ditka all of a sudden got all the power. And he left. He built the 84 Cubs. And then he comes to New Orleans. And it is, you know, it's an amazing tale, but it's also, too, it showed dysfunction. You know, see what happens? Ditka was such a train wreck, as we full out know here, that if you had not had – if you had a check and a balance, and my fear is – I should say it's not a fear. It's a good thing that Sean has Jeff and has these other people that prevent him from getting – he falls in love. You know, there's that old saying that Republicans, you know, Republicans fall in line and Democrats fall in love. And Sean Payton falls in love with players sometimes. And maybe reaches too much.
And you know, Andy,
and that's a good point because all coaches do.
And the thing is, I think, Andy, like you're saying, Sean might disagree with this, but my understanding we do in the draft, Cesar Ruiz is a Sean Payton pick. Cesar Ruiz, that guy's freaking garbage. He's not even as good as Throgmorton. Now, if he was a free agent or a latter round pick like Zach Strief on the back end of the draft, then you accept him as a starter. But a first-round pick, Cesar Ruiz, even though Larry Wolford is fat and didn't perform against the Vikings, listen, Ben Grubbs, Larry Wolford, if you look at Carl Nix, Jari Evans, we wish we had those damn guards. And Andres Pete, we paid Andres Pete, now that's maybe more Mickey Loomis, we paid Andres Pete all this money. I don't think he even loves football. How can you not love football? You know what? You can't be big for nothing. Andres Pete is he's a giant. He had to play football. But right now, I'm not encouraged what we do in the interior. I like our tackles, but our interior, McCoy, we need McCoy to bounce back like he did initially. But other than that, our guards, nothing to write home about.
Andy, thanks for the phone call.
Thank you,
Bill,
Andy.
Jimmy,
good
and
points.
Charlie, you're next here on Sports Talk on WWL.
Mike DeTillia for BetMGM. BetMGM is coming soon to Louisiana, and you can sign up right now with a special early registration offer. Open a BetMGM account today, and you'll receive $200 in free bets when you use the bonus code MikeD200. It's the best way to be ready for action the moment BetMGM begins accepting wagers, and there's no deposit required. Sign up today with the bonus code MikeD200, and you'll receive $200 in free bets at BetMGM. There's nothing like winning at the King of Sportsbooks. New customers only. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
Coming up next hour, Jimmy Smith, publisher of TigerDetails.com. Brian Kelly rounding out his staff. Also, quite a few players in and out of the transfer portal. We'll get to that. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines, Bill in Houma. What's going on, Bill? You're on WWL.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Right,
you know, we're about to celebrate this year, 2022, the 55th year of the Saints. We've gone through a lot of coaches. I don't think you'd find a person who would say that Sean Payton's not the best coach that the Saints have ever had.
Agreed.
And he took a team. He took a team that is a ragtag offensive line. Now, look, we experienced more adversity with COVID and with injuries than any other team in modern history.
Amen.
Okay, I'm not making excuses, but that's the way it was. He took a ragtag offensive line, and he knew how to flex them and fix it where they'd bend but not break. He'd fill in the soft spots. What happened? We had no receivers. We went through four quarterbacks, and yet we came within a whisper of being in the playoffs. Okay.
And you know what, Bill? We probably had, if you look at it, we're counting on Marquez Callaway, who's like, I think maybe he could be a third receiver on a number of NFL rosters, for sure a four, but a third receiver. We had the worst receiving core in the whole NFL, and we're on the cusp of making the playoffs. I agree with you, Bill, 100%.
If you're on hold, sit tight. Coming to you next hour, also Jimmy Smith, publisher at TigerDetails.com. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.